Behind every man now alive stand 30 ghosts, for that is the ratio by which the dead outnumber the living. Since the dawn of time, roughly 100 billion human beings have walked the planet Earth. Now, this is an interesting number, for by a curious coincidence, there are approximately 100 billion stars in our local universe, the Milky Way. So for every man who has ever lived in this universe, there shines a star. But every one of those stars is a sun, often far more brilliant and glorious than the small nearby star we call the sun. And many, perhaps most, of those alien suns have planets circling them. So almost certainly there is enough land in the sky to give every member of the human species, back to the first ape man, his own private world-sized heaven or hell. How many of those potential heavens and hells are now inhabited, and by what manners of creatures, we have no way of guessing. The very nearest is a million times farther away than Mars or Venus, though still remote goals of the next generation. But the barriers of distance are crumbling. One day we shall meet our equals, or our masters among the stars. Men have been slow to face this prospect. Some still hope that it may never become reality. Increasing numbers, however, are asking, why have such meetings not occurred already, since we ourselves are about to venture in space? Why not, indeed? Here is one possible answer to that very reasonable question. But please remember, this is only a work of fiction. The truth, as always, will be far stranger.